This morning, America's first news, first thing every weekday morning with me, Gordon Deal. 93.7 WBQO, St. Simon's Island.
Southern Sports Talk. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Well, it was a great game last night. If you're a Glenn Academy fan, 27-3 winners at home. But I'm going to address something really quickly. If you're a Terror Red fan, a Red Terror fan, congrats. I'm glad the folks of you that came out to the game came out to the game. But the attendance last night for Glenn Academy's home playoff game against the defending state champs needs to be addressed, Red Terror fans. Y'all need to get to the stadium. That was sad. Half the bleachers filled with the Red Terrors making their fourth consecutive playoff appearance against the defending state champs coming to town. And the turnout needs to be better for that, Red Terror fans.
On the other hand, I was at the Valwood Frederica game, and the attendance there was off the charts.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, it was a nice playoff atmosphere on St. Simon's last night.
In case you're just tuning in, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. All right, so we've got a jam-packed show. We've basically got six segments, but we only have five segments to do them in. So Kip has offered up some Brunswick High math. We're going to try to make that work. So we're going to have to jump right into things. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Catch 228. By the way, Glenn Academy Red Terror fans, you want to show some support? Get out to Catch 228 to the Rocky Hidalgo Show Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. No reason for you to not to be there. Terror's heading to the second round. Kip, let's jump into some scores, brother.
Valwood 14, Frederica 10, and we'll talk to Coach Derek here in a little bit. Man, that's a heartbreaking loss for Frederica. They were in control up until about 5 minutes left in the football game, and it just fell apart. Glenn 27, Valdosta 3, about what I expected. The Valdosta people, they're proud of their history, and they thought history was going to come over here and beat Glenn Academy, and it got them blown out. Tiff 59, Noonan 13. Colquitt 49, Pebblebrook 7, Lowndes 60, Campbell 6, Coffee County 52, Effingham County 32. I think Effingham, that's what they do. They get a couple of these garbage touchdowns late in the game to make the score look respectable. They did that against Glenn. They did that against Brunswick. Did that against Coffee last night. Lee County 29, Richmond Hill 21. Richmond Hill 7-0, 7-3. Get out the basketballs. Never put any confidence in you ever again. Ware County 24, Harris County 6. Nice win for the Gators. Warner Robins 30, South Effingham 17. Now, if you're a Pirate fan and you're scoreboard watching on these scores, that could give you some confidence going into this football game tonight, because Warner Robins beat Northside Warner Robins earlier in the season, and Brunswick kind of beat the brakes off of South Effingham during the regular season. So, we'll see how that plays out tonight. Wayne County 28, Thomas County Central 0, Pierce County 28, Monroe 21, and I think Pierce gets an all expense paid trip to Peach County next week if I looked at the brackets correctly.
Have fun.
Have fun with that. Peach 45, Savannah nothing. Charlton 49, Montgomery County 46. Good game. Savannah Christian 22, Hebron Christian 15. Savannah Country Day 33, Brookstone 7. So a lot of high school football last night.
Going to come back to the Frederica game really quickly. The Knights up 10-0, hard-fought defensive battle, went to halftime 0-0. Frederica takes the lead 7-0 late in the football game. With about 5 minutes to go, the Knights have a 10-0 lead over Valwood. The Knights are in control of that football game. And then we get some things at the end of the football game that make you just kind of scratch your head, maybe some passes put in the air when you should be salting away the clock, kind of makes you wonder, and then a bad snap.
And I'm sure Coach Derek will talk about it when he comes on. had trouble with the snaps all night long in the punt game. A controversial touchdown callback that forced Frederica to kick that last field goal to make it 10-0 in the fourth quarter. They went in. Jalen Simpson went in and scored standing up on a long scramble touchdown run, and there's a flag that's thrown as he's going into the end zone. They call a block in the back or a hold, which I didn't see, and they put him back first and goal from like the 11 or 12-yard line. They end up having to settle for a field goal.
On the mainland, the Red Terrors were hosting the defending state champion Valdosta Wildcats. And I said all along, this is one of those cases where I'm not going to say I told you so, but if I were going to say I told you so, this is where I would say I told you so, but I'm not going to say I told you so. But all along, I said that I thought Glenn Academy's front lines, offensively and defensively, were better than Valdosta, and that I thought Glenn would win the game. Now, what I didn't expect, I expected Glenn to win those battles more often than not, the game being a little closer. That's not what the Red Terrors did. They dismantled the Valdosta front line offensively and defensively. Valdosta couldn't run the ball. When they took more than a three-step drop, their quarterback got sacked. The front lines defensively and offensively for Glenn dominated the football game.
Region 1, if you just read the internet message boards and just follow high school football in South Georgia, Region 1 has got a very high opinion of themselves.
Yes, they do.
And when Randon Jernigan ran that 77-yard touchdown run, you could see the Valdosta folks. So I can see them. Now, I went to school over there. I know the Valdosta mentality. Trust me. I'd love to see the faces when Jernigan took off on that 77-yard touchdown run.
Well, I was standing in the back of the end zone when that touchdown occurred, and the defensive players for Valdosta all kind of started pointing fingers at whose responsibility Randon Jernigan's was when he broke that long run. So immediately, early in the game, that began. Okay, look, I already told you. Normally, we got a packed show. Normally, we do the weekend review in the second segment. We're not going to be able to do it in the second segment. Here's why. Coach Pender is joining us today. Coach Rocky Hidalgo is joining us today. Coach Brandon Derrick is joining us today, as well as Miami Hurricane DJ Dallas is joining us today. So we just don't have time to just kind of mull around and let Kip just steal the thunder on the show and just let him ramble, which is typically what we do.
Hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and do the sound of the week.
It's sort to be good. It always is.
It always is. Okay, so this is the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers were accused of cheating with a laptop on the sidelines last week by head coach Dave Dorn of NC State. And this is Dabo Swinney's response to them cheating with a laptop.
I did investigate. I did. Turns out there was just a major crisis going on. And there was a young guy trying to help a team in need. They trying to get in touch with Amazon. We had a crisis, dire need of towels. All right. And we were
awesome,
trying to get
man.
One of them drones to come in and drop some towels. So, you know, but on that, I want to launch an investigation too. What do they do with those towels?
That's a good question.
Is it a towel wall of fame?
That's a great question.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. NC State, you had your chances to beat Clemson, but you didn't. So now that we are pressed for time today, we're going to get into the weekend review and listen to some of Jason Bishop's musings.
And here we go. Roy Halladay, you will be missed. Jaguars take picture day very seriously. Just ask Leonard Fournette. Dave Doran, Clemson did not use a laptop to cheat, causing you to lose. You lost because your players aren't as good as Clemson's. Milwaukee, the new mecca of the NBA. Ender Inciarte wins second gold glove, which means the Braves are about to trade him. UCLA already leads the Pac-12 in steals. Who chooses the Seahawks uniforms? They should get a raise. Larry Nassar, there is a special place in hell for you. Carmelo Anthony passes Allen Iverson on the all-time scoring list. Two guys that don't understand the definition of pass. Florida, blown out by Missouri. Really? Wisconsin, Miami, getting screwed worse than the Montreal Screwjob. What's the Montreal Screwjob? Google it.
That's good stuff.
Miami, Notre Dame, it doesn't get much better. Auburn, Georgia, it doesn't get much better. Adam Wainwright wins the National League Silver Slugger. I taught him everything he knows. And these are my thoughts.
You like the Montreal Screwjob reference?
I watched that pay-per-view.
That is my favorite wrestling moment of all time.
I watched that pay-per-view. That's 1997.
Old school.
Old school.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
Back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
All right, so this segment brought to you by Port City, Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Those guys will take care of anything that you need, vacation rentals, buying a house, putting it up on the market, residential rentals, whatever you need. Sharon and her crew over at Sea Palms Coastal Realty, your go-to folks. Express Lube and Alan David Tucker. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Hey, look, if you're got your phone around you or you have to step out of your car, we're on Facebook Live. You can find Kip Branch or Jason Bishop. We both have our phones going and join in on all the fun that's going on there. So this is here's the deal. Kip is tired. Kip is so far behind me in the college football picks that he had to get Coach Sean Pender, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, to come in here and try and catch him up. So we're going to do that really quick, and then we're going to talk some Brunswick High football. So, Coach, we're going to go rapid fire with these things and knock them out, and hopefully you can help Kip out. Boy, does he need it. He's awful at this. All right, Coach, let's get started. 23 NC State at Boston College.
NC State.
All right. Michigan State at Ohio State.
We got to go with Ohio State.
I'm with you there. Rutgers at Penn State.
Got to go with Penn State.
UConn at UCF.
Going with the Golden Knights.
Me too. All right. Oklahoma State at Iowa State.
Going with Oklahoma State.
Still in the same ballpark. He's good at this, not you. Arkansas at LSU.
Oh, I'm staying with LSU.
There you go. Virginia Tech at Georgia Tech.
Calling an upset. I want Georgia Tech to take this one.
All right, we're different.
They need this one. They're going to get it.
I'm taking the Hokies. Florida State at Clemson.
Clemson.
Uh-huh. Georgia at Auburn.
We got to go with the Bulldogs there.
Going Georgia. 20, Iowa at 6, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Here's my upset. I'm taking Iowa to knock off the undefeated Badgers.
That's a good one.
All right, 11, USC at Colorado.
We're going to go with USC there.
Nice. 19, Washington State at Utah.
Of course, the Cougars.
All right. 2, Alabama. 16, Mississippi State.
Not picking against them until they get beat, Bama.
Bama. Purdue at 25, Northwestern.
I got to go with Northwestern right there.
There's another upset for me. I'll take Purdue. Number 3, Notre Dame at 7, Miami.
This is my upset, Miami.
I'm going Miami, too. We're going to have DJ Dallas later on the show with us. Number 6, TCU at 5, Oklahoma.
I'm going with Oklahoma there.
I'm going TCU. I like their defense. Duke at Army.
I like Army.
Me too. Wake at Syracuse.
I like Syracuse.
Me too. Virginia at Louisville.
I like Louisville.
You're much better than this than Kip is. Much better. SEC, Florida at South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Louisiana Lafayette at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Kentucky at Vandy.
I'm going with Kentucky.
I'm going Vandy.
I'm going Kentucky.
So far, you've only been wrong 3 times. New Mexico at Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
Tennessee at Mizzou.
I'm going with Tennessee.
Sun Belt, Georgia State at Texas State.
Georgia State. Georgia State.
I'm going Texas State.
I'm going with the joy. I'm going with hometown.
All right. Charleston Southern against my alma mater, the Fighting Owls of Kennesaw State.
Charleston Southern.
You're crazy.
Charleston Southern's going to get them.
The MEAC, Savannah State at North Carolina A&T.
North Carolina A&T.
Stetson at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
All right. Maybe that will help Kip get caught up because he's getting blasted. Just getting blasted. All right, Coach. So let's jump back into you and your Brunswick High Pirates. A huge football game for you guys tonight. You get the Saturday night game because you got the 2 seed. Glenn gets the 1 seed. So Glenn got the home game on Friday night. You guys play tonight at 7 o'clock, a 7 o'clock kickoff for the Pirates.
That's right. We got the primetime game.
There you go. And you get the north side.
Yes.
You get the north side Warner Robins Eagles.
We do. It's a fun draw there in the first round, isn't it?
A 3 seed. You guys are the 2 seed, but they do have to hop on a bus and come all the way over here.
Tell
us what you see. I'm sure you've looked at that team on film. What do you see?
They win their games with their defense and their special teams, without a doubt. They're going to run the veer offensively. They're going to try to shorten the game, but their defense is pretty strong. They run a 4-2-5 defense, and they do it very, very well. The way they play that free safety in that 4-2-5 is in the run game. He'll read run keys, and he'll fly up like a middle linebacker. So, you know, you got to be careful how you read them and whatnot, because they'll disguise like a cover 3 coverage, and then it'll be a cover 2 coverage. So as long as we see what they're doing and be able to execute, we'll be fine on the offensive side of the ball. But a lot of teams, a lot of high school kids can't figure them out.
What do you guys need to do to win this football game, Coach?
Not turn the ball over. Finish drives, which a lot of teams have not been able to do against them, and then we got to get some 3 and outs. Our defense has got to get some 3 and outs.
What's the one thing, Coach, about Northside Warner Robins that when you're watching the film jumps out at you?
Their defensive speed. You know, they got 10 of 11 returning starters on that defensive side of the ball, and they're very experienced. They know what they're doing. And then their kicker. The kicker really jumps out, especially when he kicks 59-yard field goals.
Hmm. Practice this week. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been excellent. Our practice Monday through Thursday this week, the kids been on it. We've been playing hard. We've been executing extremely well. On the offensive side, the ball, we're as healthy as we've been all year. So that's a good sign. And then defensively, we are getting back healthy. We only have, of course, Sean Ward out with the blood clots he had in his leg. And then you have Jalen King, who's still out. But besides that, we should be playing with everybody else.
Okay, Coach, I personally feel this way. So you look at Region 1 and you see Northside Warner Robins, Lee County, Valdosta, the whole group, the whole lot of them, Coffee County too, Houston. And so you look at the names and you automatically say, wow, that region is really good. But I really haven't felt that way. I felt like that those teams aren't as good as people give them credit for just based on their name. And by example, Valdosta comes over here to Glenn County Stadium, and Glenn just walks the dog on them. I don't think that Northside Warner Robins is as good as advertised. What's your opinion? Do you agree with the way I think that maybe that region isn't as good as we think, or am I just, for once, wrong?
You cannot throw tradition out the window. You know, when you look at that region, those guys are used to winning. They're used to winning championships, and that goes a big way in the psyche of high school kids. So a lot of times, those kids find ways to win, stuff like that, when they're used to it. When you're not used to it, there tends to be some mishaps here or there. Sometimes a game gets too big for them or whatnot. Now, Glenn, they have been in this boat several times, so that mystique that Valdosta has wasn't there for Glenn. The Glenn knew they can beat them, and they went out, and mystique didn't show a presence. And that's what a key for us is for Brunswick. We cannot let the mystique of Northside Warner Robins intimidate us or make sure that, you know, we're playing all tense. If we play our football game and play how we're capable of, we are capable of upset. And believe it or not, no, I don't know if it's an upset now. I think we're actually favored to win now.
I'm picking you.
Yeah, we were favored to win by 3 points, I believe. But, yeah, Atlanta has given – I look at that Georgia Daily Times all the time, and Atlanta has given these guys – right now, they even put Lee County before this week was up. They put Lee County ranked number one over Tucker. So that surprised me. But, you know, in the rankings, you know, going into Friday night, it was Lee County number one. It was Tucker number two. It was Mays number three. It was Coffee number four. It was Northside Warner Robins number five. I think Douglasville or someone like that was six. And then it was Glenn at seven, and we were at eight.
The rankings that I saw had you guys at seven, Northside at five, and Glenn at nine. So, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting game. And look, hey, at the beginning of this show, you heard me come on, and I challenged the Glenn Academy fans to come out to the stadium after that really poor attendance last night at Glenn County Stadium. Brunswick High fans, I'm going to challenge you too. Huge game tonight at Glenn County Stadium. You have co-region champs, the Brunswick High Pirates, at home against a juggernaut Northside Warner Robins team. Big, big game. Show up in mass. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jason.
Absolutely. Coach Sean Pender joining us here via the pristine water landline, but he always throws that a curveball at me because he comes in studio, and so I get ready to say it, and then I can't say it because he's actually here. But, yeah, thanks, Coach. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica have their hearts broken against Valwood, leading 10-0 late in the fourth quarter, fall to the Valiants 14-10, and have their season end. Congrats on a great season, Knights. Also, congrats to the Red Terriers, who dominated Valdosta start to finish 27-3 to advance to the second round of the GHSA playoffs. Glenn will host Heritage Conyers next week between the bricks. Brunswick will play their first round game tonight against Northside Warner Robins, kickoff at 7 o'clock. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Man, we still haven't got that Jay Bish stuff sorted out. Yeah. It doesn't matter how much I complain, it just doesn't seem like it's going to get done. All right, joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Hey, Coach Derrick, thanks for taking the time.
Say what?
Thanks for taking the time, Coach.
Oh, no problem.
All right, Coach, so we'll go ahead and jump into things. Got to be a little bit heartbreaking to come off a loss last night like that, don't you think?
I'm still devastated, but it was hard. Kids played their hearts out, and we just didn't get it done at the end.
Coach, your defense, I was at that game last night, and your defense, man, they played with a lot of emotion. They was flying around the football. Jernigan was making a lot of tackles, number 71. Henson on your defense was doing well. Those guys really played well against a team that's been scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, the defense was lights out last night. Played really, really good, and we knew going into the game we had to play good on defense, and we knew they had a really good defense too, I thought the defensive guys played great. I thought offensively, when you get two touchdowns called back, you drop one, those things kind of kill you, and you get a couple of big penalties on drives, and that hurts us, put us behind the eight ball. But I thought our kids played really hard, and I thought our defense did outstanding. We just gave up two scores right there at the end, and it happens.
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. Fox's Pizza Downtown, actually my favorite pizza place, Coach. You mentioned the penalties. There was a real controversial penalty in that football game. Jalen Simpson goes into the end zone scoring standing up, and then a flag brings back that play. How was the officiating last night, Coach?
You really want to ask me that question, huh?
I was there, Coach. I mean, I was there. I saw it.
I was literally calling a timeout on the last play that they scored for like 30 seconds, and they never could give me a timeout. The score, when you watch it on film, that Jalen ran in and scored, it was Jayshon that pushed the guy from the side. He didn't even block him in the back. He pushed him from the side and he scored, and their fans actually called the flag. Mm. The guy at the goal line, because the fans were right down there on it yelling, that was a block in the back, and they threw it. It was rough. We got some holding penalties called on us that I don't know if we're holding penalties, and we got a bunch of bunting called on us on defense that were, you can't chop somebody and hold them by the feet. And they did that a lot Friday night.
Mm. Coach, you had some problems on the punt snaps last night, and it bit you late in the football game. That's got to be disappointing.
Yeah, it just was one of those things I kind of harped on all week. About don't let punt be what gets us beat or whatnot, and the snaps are what got us right there at the end. And it's one of those things, you got 2 minutes to go, you want to punt it to them and see if they can drive it 50 to 60 yards and score on you at the end instead of going 6 yards. And we were both with one timeout, you know, and I was trying to save a timeout just in case. And one of those things that it happens. It's why we put my career in the hands of 14 and 18-year-old teenage boys.
Yeah, tough go. Coach, hats off to you for coming off with such an emotional loss and still deciding to come on the show with us and talk. I really do appreciate it. What did you say to your team last night after the game was over?
Well, I had to get tears out of my eyes to talk to them. But, you know, I just told them that we could smell it, and that's what it smells like to get right on the verge of going to the state championship, you know. And I told those seniors thanks for everything they'd done, but the guys that are still here, we got to get ready to take that next step. You know, we know what it looks like now. We've been at the gate. Now we just got to get through the gate, and that's our next goal. You know, we felt like we had a chance in the team to be playing for a state championship, and I still think that we're a championship caliber team, even this morning. But you got to do the little things, and all those little things build up to the big things in the end. And so we got to do all those in the off season and get them corrected. Maybe that'll be our burning desire when we put that score in the weight room. Well, it was 14-10 all year.
Coach, you probably hadn't had a chance to watch the film yet, but, you know, as being there and watching it live, on that fourth and goal play at the end when they scored to go up 14-10, I could have swore they had players still on the field. You know, they ran 4-5 on, 4-5 off. I could have swore they had players on the field when they ran, snapped that football.
Yeah, I thought it was a delay of game. Because they blew it in, it took them forever. And then second, they got in a stance, and some of their kids come out of a stance and sprinted off the field, which is illegal motion. You can't run six guys off the field that were in a stance because they were all lined up with nine guys across the front of the line, off the line, and they all jumped up, took off, and then they run those other guys out. So there's got to be an illegal substitution, and it was illegal motion at least, false start. And probably a delay of game, and none of those were called. And then I couldn't get a timeout in the middle of all that, too, at the same time. So it was heartbreaking. Let's just put it that way.
Coach, have you ever – I mean, I was there, and, you know, maybe in the off season to offset some of this, you guys can put some 25-second play clocks in over there, but it felt like that the officiating crew really put you guys – you know, they called a lot of delay of game penalties on you guys, and they didn't call any on them, and they took as long to get the plays off as you guys did. I was a little frustrated by that being a local person.
Yeah. There was a few times I was yelling delay of game, and you know that the head referee, the white cap, he was waiting on them to, like, call a play before it ever started, sometimes to get the game in motion. And he was always saying it was the chains. And I'm like, I understand that, but most of the time we're moving the chains, getting set. And they, I don't know. I don't want to make it a referee issue, but I'm glad somebody else noticed it.
I mean, you guys had at least five or six delay of game penalties, and I don't remember more than one for the other team. I mean, it was just, it seemed a little one-sided.
Yeah. That and the holding penalties, I felt like were really one-sided. So I don't know, but I, you know, we live and we learn, and there was a lesson to come out of it, and we're going to have to figure out what the lesson is, and we got to learn from it.
Coach, last question, and then we'll let you go. Outside of Bishop Media and outside of Frederica football, you and I have been friends for some time now, and I know that you're an emotional guy. So with that being said, how long is it going to be before you actually do sit down and watch the film from this game?
I've already watched it 3 times.
Mm. Wow.
I didn't really go to sleep last night, so I've watched it 3 times, and we kind of know what we did wrong and what we got to fix.
Your team played hard, Coach. I was proud to watch your football team play last night.
Well, I appreciate it. They played their hearts out.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming on with us. The head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick, who Obviously suffers a tough loss last night with his Frederick Academy Knights, but one thing is for sure, he will have his team ready for another state championship run next season. Coach, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glynn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1. It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook. The best private club value in the southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
One of the things I do is I always tell you the truth, and I am not lying to you when I told you this show is jam-packed. So far, we've had Sean Pender, we've had Brandon Derrick. Joining us now, the Pristine Water Landline, is Coach Rocky Hidalgo, and very soon, the next segment, we're going to have DJ Dallas join us after that. Hey, Coach Hidalgo, thanks for taking the time, and congrats.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Coach. When you went into the Valdosta game, what did you think the key was to beating the Wildcats?
Well, I thought we had to play, obviously we had to play really physical. They're a physical football team. We had to kind of match their violence on the field. That was the first thing. We had to play mistake-free football. They create a lot of opportunities with their defense. And then we couldn't give them anything easy. I didn't feel like they could drive the field on us defensively. So, we had to kind of get in there and hunker down and just make sure we didn't give any easy scores.
Coach Randy Opson, very well last night. That 77-yard touchdown run, I think first four carries of the game, he had 120 yards rushing. Got to be pleased with the way he ran that offense last night.
Yeah, I thought it was his best game he played for us, period. He was really aggressive running the offense, made great decisions. The average fan that sits up in the stands and watches the game probably doesn't understand how well he played last night. He really attacked them with the football.
we missed some blocks on the perimeter. We got to shore up some things out there, and they made some plays out there. But he dealt it out in the perimeter, and if we'd have made some blocks out there, we really had a chance to score some points.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med One and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Kebs, Brunswick Country Club, and Georgia Sea Grill, the best fine dining experience on St. Simon's Island. Okay, Coach, so I felt the same way about Randon Jernigan. I thought he played the best game that he's played in a Glenn Academy uniform. And when he broke that touchdown run, and of course, when Randon gets in the open field with defenders behind him, typically, I've never seen anyone catch him from behind. Is Randon Jernigan the fastest player that you've ever coached?
He's right up there. I coached a kid, Billy Burns, who plays with the Kansas City Royals, who was Randon Jernigan fast. And I don't know who's faster, but neither one of them gets run down very much. Billy was number two in the Rookie of the Year voting, I believe, a couple years ago for the AL. He's a heck of a player. Randon reminds me a lot of Billy.
Coach, your offensive lines and defensive lines, you dominated Valdosta on the line of scrimmage. I went to school at Valdosta State. Everybody knows about the Valdosta tradition and mystique, but your guys wasn't having any of that last night. You got to be pleased the way you dominated a team that prides themselves on dominating others.
Yeah, it's going into the game, I don't mean any disrespect to Valdosta when I say this, but I'm not interested in hearing about their tradition. I don't care about that. I'm not interested in that. I care about us. I care about our kids. And they don't get to go in and play with all 25 of their state championship teams. It's not how it works. I think if you make a big deal of that, it becomes a big deal. My goal is to diminish that with our kids. And this is just another team we play. We want to go out and serve a little justice on them as opposed to the other way around. I felt like we did that last night.
All right, Coach. So now you advance to the second round, and I think most folks thought you were going to have Stevenson waiting on you in the second round. That's not the case. They go down to Heritage Conyers. What do you know about Heritage Conyers?
Well, I've watched some film on them this morning. They've got some really good athletes, big kids up front on the lines of scrimmage. They throw the ball around a ton. So it's going to be a little different game for us. They do a lot of five wide empty sets. Defensive, they got some big kids to run around well. We're going to have to play well.
Coach, you got a former player playing in a primetime football game tonight. Notre Dame and Miami, DJ Dallas, your former quarterback. You got to be thrilled that he's going to be on the big stage tonight.
Yeah, look, I'm so excited for DJ. I mean, anybody who didn't expect DJ to go down there and make an impact, they just don't know that kid. He's a great player. He's a great kid. He's just infectious what he brings to the locker room and in the huddle with your players. He's going to be a great player for them over the next three seasons after this, and I'm excited to watch him get after Notre Dame tonight.
Coach, I talked to DJ just a few days ago, and I just want to let you know he spoke very highly and very fondly of you as his head coach and also kind of shaping him into who he is. But the question I want to ask you, Coach, we talked a little bit about Randon Jernigan's speed. What are my chances of beating Randon Jernigan in a foot race?
How big a head start are you going to get? That's what I want to know.
98 yards.
If it's a 40-yard dash and we give you 35, you might take it. That's what I got to say.
Coach, congratulations on your first-round win. Good luck next week, and thank you for taking the time to come on.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30 live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378. And let's go Knights!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
the home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica have their hearts broken against Valwood, leading 10-0 late in the fourth quarter, fall to the Valiants 14-10, and have their season end. Congrats on a great season, Knights. Also, congrats to the Red Terriers, who dominated Valdosta start to finish 27-3 to advance to the second round of the GHSA playoffs. Glenn will host Heritage Conyers next week between the bricks. Brunswick will play their first round game tonight against Northside Warner Robins, kickoff at 7 o'clock. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. And now joining us via the Pristine Water landline is former Glenn Academy and Glenn Academy great, and now Miami Hurricane, DJ Dallas. DJ, glad to have you on the show, man. Thanks for making the time.
I'm glad I could be on the show with you guys.
DJ, man, it's got to be a whirlwind, doesn't it? 1 year ago, you were getting ready to go into the GHSA playoffs at Glenn, and now 1 year later, you're playing quality time, good significant time on a Miami team that's contending for a national championship. Talk a little bit about that, DJ.
It's a big transition. I mean, I'm having fun. Like, I always have fun playing football, but like the transition from high school to college was really kind of difficult for me in the beginning, but I made it through. Like at first I wasn't getting as much playing time as I wanted to, but I ended up like stuff happens. Like college football, a lot of stuff happens. So like it's a long season, and I ended up getting my shot. So just taking advantage of every opportunity I have.
DJ, when you first set foot on campus, did you have a conversation with Mark Richt about what your role was expected to be this season?
Yeah, and I kind of figured, like, what my role was going to be. Like, it wasn't really, like him telling me, like, what my role was going to be. It was really him showing me. And, like, from the time I stepped on campus, it was like I didn't have a set position. It was like I was just an athlete. And in my player bio, like I think I'm the first player to ever have the letters ATH in his bio.
Yeah, because
that's really what I do.
Yeah, I've seen the depth chart, and from what I've seen, they've got you listed as a third string quarterback, a third string running back, and then also listed as a defensive back as well. So, do you actually get reps at all those positions in practice?
It's, like this week, I have like not every position, but like some of those positions that you did name. I can't say a lot right now, but I have been getting reps at different positions. And in the game, I play receiver, and then I play running back. And I played a little bit of like the little throwback play that we did, so I played a little bit of quarterback. So it's just whatever Coach Rick is feeling for me to do, like I'm doing it.
You mentioned Coach Rick. Talk a little bit about the different coaching styles going from Coach Hidalgo to Coach Rick. What's that like?
Coach Roth was really like a motivationalist. Like, he motivated us to go hard. And, like, he, like, everybody bought in, like, pretty quickly. And with Coach Rick, it's like, you want to play, like, with Coach Rock, you want to play for Coach Rock. Coach Rock is the type of coach you want to play for. And with Coach Rick, it's like, I don't know, it's not different a bunch, but it's different. Like, it's a feeling type thing. Like, you have to feel it to know, like, the difference, you know?
Okay. When you guys took on Virginia Tech last week, there was all sorts of hype around that game. You guys come out in the black jerseys and the electric atmosphere that just surrounded that situation. Talk a little bit about the feeling coming out onto the field for that game in a huge primetime game.
That game felt like souped up version of Brunswick High GA. So we come from, like, a lot of the kids from Brunswick come from that big game atmosphere. So, like, the big game, it didn't really bother me. I just was ready to play like any other athlete out there. I was ready to play.
Yeah, DJ, you know, you guys are undefeated in the ACC, a Power 5 conference, and it just feels like nationally and even in the college football playoff polls, you guys aren't getting a lot of respect. Talk a little bit about that and how that makes you feel and the rest of your team, the outlook on that.
Us being hated, I knew what we were going to be hated from, like, day one when I got here. Like, I knew, like, people hated Miami. I just never knew why. And, like, now, like back in the Virginia Tech week, like, everybody picked us to lose. And, like, that like, made us play even harder. And I feel like that hate and, like, us not being getting the rankings, like, we wanted to be, like, we're one of the only undefeated teams, and, like, we still don't get, like, Clemson is, like, a one-loss team, and they're ahead of us, and, like, that just makes us go even harder. All these one-loss teams ahead of us, it just makes us go harder.
Well, you got a big game, another good test game coming up against Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, right? So here's this guy, this super talented athlete from right here in little old Brunswick, Georgia, getting ready to step on the field against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Have you stopped and just kind of reflected on that, or is the moment's just not too big for you?
Like, my role this game is, like, probably going to be, like, a little bit bigger than last game, but, like, the moment can never, like, as a player, like, I feel like the moment should never be bigger than the preparation, you know? So, like, preparation, this whole week of practice, we've been practicing pretty well. And I'm, like any other time, I'm pretty confident about my coaches and the game plan that they've set. I'm just ready to play. Like, this game, the moment's not going to be too big for me.
With you having everything that you have going on down the University of Miami with classes and football and then your social life and everything that goes with it, are you keeping up with the Glenn Academy Red Terriers and the playoff efforts that are going on down here? Are you keeping up with the Red Terriers?
Oh, yeah, region champ. What's that? 3 years, Coach Rock knows what he's doing, and the players buy into what Coach Rock and the staff have, and I just feel like they're picking up where my class left off, and I'm pretty proud of those guys.
DJ, man, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy day to come on the radio and chit-chat with us. Certainly appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you, DJ, and go Canes and go Terriers.
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, DJ Dallas joining us via the Pristine Water landline. This segment brought to you by The Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design.
That was a good interview with DJ. And, man, he sounds like he's really fit in well down in Miami. And wish him luck tonight. He's good. He's a great football player.
Somehow, some way, we have this jam-packed show, and we get to the end of the show, and we've got 4 minutes of uninterrupted air. I have no idea how that happened, but here we are. That's just how good we are.
That's just the way it works. You're dealing with primetime players here.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, I mean, we're not running over anything. We got what we needed to get done, and now it's done, and now I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come up with some off-the-wall stuff that I can shoot holes in. So I'm listening, brother. Go.
I typically don't come up with anything.
Your Cleveland Cavaliers are 5-7. You're not going to talk about LeBron, so you don't have LeBron to talk about. Let's see.
He's got no help.
The Jags. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 5-3, on top of the AFC South. Leonard Fournette gets a little internal discipline last week, and these guys are on the right track. Blake Bortles is playing like a quarterback, should play in the NFL.
I want to extend a special thank you. You're right about Blake Bortles. I want to extend a special thank you to Sean Pender, Brunswick High head coach, for coming in here today, for Brandon Derrick giving us a call after a tough loss last night, and Coach Rocky Hidalgo for also calling in and talking a little bit about his Glenn Academy Red Terriers, and also to DJ Dallas for taking time out of his busy schedule to do an interview with us here locally so that you guys can kind of get a glimpse into what his life is now.
All week long, I mean, it's been on TV 30 for 30. Catholics versus convicts.
Oh, yeah.
That's been on Miami. Notre Dame going to play today. Renew that heated rivalry from years gone back. And I'm not sure Notre Dame knows what they get in the kind of environment they're going to roll into in South Florida tonight, but it's going to be hostile.
Eventually, we're going to have enough time to talk about our college football playoff picks and the way things will shape out if this happens. And if this happens, unfortunately, this isn't the show for that. But maybe next week we'll be able to delve into that a little bit better, and maybe Kip will be closer to me in the college football pick'em game. Maybe.
Man, I beat you like a rented mule in picks every week. You just, you know, you go over the airwaves and you say the things you say, but that's okay. You know in your heart what happens on these picks every week.
I do know.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
That's why you try to spin it on the air every Saturday. But I don't need to say anything. The proof's in the pudding. It's there. I mean, it's there. I mean, I tell you what's going to happen every week.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. St. Jessup Furniture, you know and love.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.